Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Ches Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, beginning a brand new siman, and we're starting to discuss the halachos of a tainis, a whole section in Shulchan Aruch. And we're beginning siman Tov Kuf Samach Beis, which deals with din kabbalas a tainis. How do you go and accept upon yourself a tainis? We start with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Kol tainis shlosha kol of chama. If a fast doesn't conclude with the setting of the sun, dehainu shloshlim watzeis kochavim, which means actually not just the setting of the sun, which means even until the stars come out, which means the Rama says dehainu shiru gimu kochavim beinonim, that you should see three medium-sized stars, or oshalavonu zorachas bekoach, or the moon is shining with vigor, visar al aretz, and it's able to light up the ground, and he brings down from the hagos ashri and the hagos maimonios. So if you don't do this, the Mechaber says, it's not considered a tainis. Ain't no tainis. And v'imdai tolecho kod mekein, and in fact, you were intending to go and eat before the end of this period of time, before the nightfall, so then ain't no mispal aneinu. Then you're not to say aneinu in Yishmona Esrei. That was a mouthful. Let's start with the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph. And he says, hainu, that this is talking about bein ho arbat somos, whether you're dealing with the four somos that we've been talking about, Tisha B'Av and Tzom Gedaya, Asar B'Teves and Shavasa B'Tamuz, or Eitz a Tainis Shachet, or an individual fast that you've accepted upon yourself. Now, in the Shaar Tzion Osal, he says, Dinei Tainis Shal Tisha B'Av Shemafsikim Bo Mibod Yom. Tainis of Tisha B'Av, we start the night before, as we all know. Or Tainis Tzibur Shebei Tzroh, when they had a famine, they needed to fast because of the famine, which we'll learn about in Simon Tovkuf Ayin Hei. So Pshita, the Osir Atzesu Kochav Mamish, you have to wait until the stars have come out, certainly. As the Gemara Psachim tells us, we're having this in the Daf Yomi in the near future, Daf Nun Dalet Omud Beis, which says, the Sofei Shalahan Osir. For these fasts, when there's a doubt, is it or is it not over, so then you go L'chumra, it's Osir. Sofei Shalahan was Osir. Dishavu number one explains, why don't we say Sofei the Rabbanan L'kula? So it brings down from the Minchas Chinuch that this Chiyav, the fast, for example, on Tisha B'Av, is Midivrei Kabbalah. And that's a higher level. Divrei Kabbalah, Chamurim Kedivrei Torah. They're like Divrei Torah in the rule that we say Sofei the Rabbanan normally go L'kula, but here we say this is like a Sofei D'Oraisa, and we go L'chumra. And he adds, Gamizman as that. Shein Shmad, when we don't Nebuch live in such terrible times like our forefathers did, at least in many places today, we're not worried about pogroms and we're not worried about the Goyim just coming and killing us. And therefore, the Chiyuv to fast on Tisha B'Av is Mindu Rabbanon. So therefore, nevertheless, Noagim Bo Kichomre Divrei Torah. We have over here Sofek in this situation, Luchomre, and the Aruch HaShulchan adds, Sheachbiru Bo Mishum Sheesh Bo Chumros Yiseros Beruchitz V'Shari Nuim. We're so strict over here with Tisha B'Av because that has many other dinim with it as well. But the Chavetz Chaim continues in the Shaar Tzion, Ela Av Sharei Tanisim, other Tanisim we can be more makel on, and we eat the night beforehand, and therefore, Medina the Gemara, Mashma the Bein HaShemashos, Shalem Mutter. So technically, we should be makel during the Bein HaShemashos period of time as well. Nevertheless, he says, Mikol Mokom Machmerinun Lahamtin Atzeisek Chav. The minhag is that we don't eat during the Bein HaShemashos period of time, we wait until nightfall, because the Einonu Bekim is my Bein HaShemashos. We're not exactly certain when the Bein HaShemashos actually is. And therefore, we're machmir. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Beis tells us we wait till three medium-sized stars come out, and that is the Shir, the Shnayim, Adayin Heim, Havi Bein HaShemashos. If only two were out, it would still be considered Bein HaShemashos. The issue footnote number five brings down a lot of very interesting scenarios regarding to travel. You're going from one place to another place, so you go by the time that you came from, the time that you're going to. So he first starts off and says, if you're in one Medina and you're traveling, especially by plane, you can go through many multiple time zones very quickly, and you're traveling to another Medina where it's already Tzeis HaKochavim. So you're going, for example, from New York to Eretz Yisrael, so you're starting off here, and it's still daytime. By the time you get there, it's much faster than it's nightfall, because you gain the 6 or 7 hours from the travel as well. So Moshe Feinstein's that Tzal brings down, Yisayim Atanis, Bizman Tzitzel Kochavim Mokum She'elov Yigea. You go by Israel time in this situation, the place where you're going to. This is also the opinion of Eliashiv. The other way around, you also have to go L'chumra that way, unless it's too difficult for the person. But if you're going from Eretz Yisrael to New York, so you're losing time, so you're going to fast an extra 6 or 7 hours, that's Taloch as well. And this is brought down by Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. On the other hand, here, Rav Ozzel, Zatzal in the Shevet Alevi, disagrees. He says, Sha'av she'ein nikris tainis emeinot tzom at sof hayom b'mokum she'el of Yigiyah. He agrees that the fast isn't over. He says, in this situation, b'ofen zesh z'man tzitzel chodm sham me'uchar, it's very late, you just lost 6 or 7 hours. So therefore, Stam tainis shechivu chacham eino ruch chach, and therefore we don't have a 30-hour tainis that the rabbi set up. And he says, furthermore, shem yisane od kamashos lefomim yachlosh, you're going to be weak, ashi choshev kipotim in a tainis, and you're going to say, I'm parted from this tainis. Therefore, he says, bizman shem yishar shutzeh sechav v'mochum shem yimenu yotza mutal olecho. So Rav Ozna paskins that you can look at the clock from the place that you left, and if it's tzeisek kochavim over there, you can already eat. Let's say you started flying before the tainis started, and then in the middle of the flight, so the tainis has already started. So you missed the first hours of the tainis. So he brings down, in the name of the Shelos Hatshuvos Yaskil Abdi, Shechayv Lahashlam Sasho Shehichser. You have to make up those hours that you missed at the beginning, because it's not right that you be separating yourself from the tzibur, that they're fasting a certain amount of time and you're not. He says, if you're crossing the international date line and you already fasted, so Vayashiv Zatzal says, you've got to fast a second time, because now, for them, it's the tainus. So even though you already had the tainus, when you cross the international date line, you have to go fast again. And he says, Hanose Belel Tainus Meretz Yisroel, Litzad Mara, Bizman Olos HaShachah Beretz Yisroel, Adayin Lo'ol HaShachah B'mokum SheBohu Nimtza. If you're traveling and the place that you left, it was already dawn, and the place that you're going to, it's not already dawn, so Rav Yashiv says, so even though Amavar B'derech Me'al Medina SheBoh Kvar Nasa Yo Mikol Mokum Lo Nesor Lev Lecho, you're still allowed to eat at that point in time because it's not yet Olos HaShachah in the place that you're in. He says, if you're up in the airplane and you're circling over an area, so you're considered having landed, he says, in this situation, hazmanu kifi amokum shimei olav hu nimtza bosuzman. So you, even though you haven't landed yet, you can go by the place that you're circling over rather than saying from the place that you came from. Finally, he says, very, very north or very, very south in the world where the days are very, very long, so he says, you have to follow the day. Rav Ozna Zatzal and the Shevet HaLevi brings down, sha'av shayu shenogu. For example, he says in Stockholm, Lohokil Lechol, after a certain amount of time, he says, technically the halacha is Mikol Mokum Ein Lohokil was there, one shouldn't be Mekol. And he says the tainus is the fast, the day. And if you're in a place where the day is longer, so he says that technically is the tainus. Then we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Kim, where he says that we're dealing with a definition of Tzeis HaChachavim is three average-sized stars, Avo Gedolim Lo Mahani, but if they're large stars, that doesn't help. The Haim, Nirin, Apion, because you can see them sometimes even during the daytime, that doesn't prove that it's nighttime. V'nei B'simin Reish Sadi Gimel Linyan, Motzi Shabbos, Pasach HaShulchan Aruch, Dein Lassos Melocha Ashiro, Gimel Kuchavim Kitanim, Uritzufim. In regards to the end of Shabbos, we say that they have to be three small stars, and they have to be near each other. They can't be scattered all over the sky. And the reason for this is, Zahu Mishum Chumer the Shabbos. We are especially stringent in regards to Shabbos. Same thing would apply in Yom Kippur. At the end of Yom Kippur, you need to have these three small stars that are near each other. That's to guarantee that you're not being over Yom Kippur. In regards to a tainus, it's adequate to have average-sized stars, and they can even be dispersed across the sky. They don't have to be together. The issue foot number 6 says, for Kriyash Mashal Arvis, you also want to have three small stars. And Mishabur says, Shminadin, Nikra Laila, Bashiru, Shlosha, Kov, Menonim. Technically, three average-sized stars would be fine, but we're machmir over here as well, because we want to make sure that it's definitely night for the mitzvah of Kriyashma. He brings out a famous statement from the Chazon Ish that if you see 10 stars, you can guarantee that at least three small stars are included in those 10 stars. He then continues in the issue foot number 6 in the back with the amount of time that it actually takes in general to have three small stars appear, whether it's 36 minutes, according to some it would be up to 40 minutes, even greater periods of time, 50 minutes, 60 minutes, 72 minutes, Ayin Sham. The issue foot number 7 brings down that in regards to Matzei Shabbos, we wait a longer period of time, and you need to have three small stars that are near each other. He says that's because of the Tosefer Shabbos, and the same thing would apply with Tosefer Yom Kippur. And the issue foot number 8 brings down that in terms of a tainus, how long do you have to wait? So then you can be more makel. He says there are some opinions that you can only wait 17 minutes, 27 minutes, 41 minutes, 50 minutes. Again, ayin in this Dirshu footnote for some of the details behind these shiur. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Dalet, where he says it's not considered a tainus if you don't finish it till Tzeis HaKochavim. He says, Hein le'inyan shelo yotza b'zei dei chiyuv taini. So this includes that you didn't fulfill your obligation to have the tainus, if it was an individual tainus, for example. Vein le'inyan she'enu mispalo anenu. And likewise, that you don't say anenu. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Hay says, Kigon, shehisna b'shas kabaloso shelo l'hashlam tainus. If a person said, I'm not accepting upon myself a full tainus, so then, in that situation as well, if he's planning on eating, he also shouldn't say anenu. Now we go to the Ramah. Hagah miyu nogin l'spala anenu afal pish ein mashlimim atzeis kochavim. The Ramah disagrees with the Mechaber, who just said that you don't say Aneinu if you're not finishing the Tainus. And he says, as long as you're fasting up until Mincha time when you're saying Aneinu, then we are in fact allowed to say Aneinu. And he says, V'chein das miktsas ravoso. And this is the opinion of some Rabbanim as well. He brings it down from the Trumas Adesha. Mishnah Berurah Sivka and Vav tells us, Hainu im peiresh bishas kabbalah. If at the time that you accepted upon yourself the tainis, you said, I'm not intending to take upon myself a full tainis, I'm only fasting until mincha time, shalol hashlam, I'm not going to complete it. So then, afilu usana rakad mincha gedola. Even if you only fasted until mincha gedola, and you davni mincha while you're still fasting, mispalan in, you'll have to say anenu in that situation. However, avol mukibol tainis stam. But if you accepted upon yourself stam a tainis, which means till Tzitzit Kochavim, then Tzarech L'Hashlam at Tzitzit Kochavim to fulfill your obligation. You have to fast till Tzitzit Kochavim, as we already explained, and we will explain again, Kedil Kaman and Siv Gimel. And he says, I am also in the Bir HaGro, the Vilna Gaon, who says, the Mashma Minei, the Bazeh Im Lo Hishlam, if you didn't finish your Tainis, I feel Das Mixes Ravos, Em Espalam Nedo. Then, even according to that group that the Trumas Adrashim brought down, that some people say that you don't have to complete the Tainis, and as long as you're fasting until Mincha time, you can say Anenu, here you certainly can't. And he says, if the person didn't finish his tainus and he ate, so ayin lekamin and simin tov kuf samaches, we'll discuss over there in Sif Aleph and Nagosham what you have to do. If you look in Dishu foot number 11, he brings down there the psak, shemisha shachav yachav b'tainus shenikbo liyom yodua, a set day, for example, a tainus tibur or a yard site, so then you keep on fasting and you don't have to make up a makeup fast. But if it was an individual tainus that you accepted upon yourself, then you can continue eating once you've already broke your fast that day, but you have to have a makeup day for it. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "V'ha d'sasim Ramah lohakya v'feirish b'shas kabbalah." Why the Ramah over here is meiko by saying that if you explicitly stated at the time of the Kabbalah that you're not going to fast all day, you're just going to fast, let's say, till the afternoon, and you daven mincha, you can say anenu, hainu davka b'mispal tefilas mincha kol machilasu. Obviously, we're talking about that you daven mincha before you eat, so then you can say anenu. Aval, kishach b'tchila, but if you ate before you daven mincha, b'chol gavne enu mispal alinu, then you certainly can't say anenu. The Yishuvu number 12 brings down, likewise, a child that you're teaching him to fast, so there's a chinuch aspect. He says, "Gam lechancho lomar einenu betilas mincha shemispalim kol mishocho." If he's eating after mincha, he should still say einenu during mincha. On the other hand, Chaim Kanievsky says, "No, there's no minog to do so for a katan. Pshim kshekatan einu chayv betainus. The katan's not chayv betainus. He shouldn't say einenu in that situation." Tishuv number 13 brings down, "Umishocho betainus sibur shetiknu chazal." If chazal set up a tainus sibur, so then the halach is, you can say anenu in the tefillah even though you're not fasting. But you shouldn't say biyom tzom tani senu, you should say biyom tzom atainis hazeh. But if it's a tainis yachid, then you don't say anenu at all. He points out an interesting distinction. If somebody's not fasting at all, as opposed to somebody fasted part of the day, so the bir halacha in simen tovkuf samachay brings down the das of the chayyodom, is you should say anenu in shemei tefillah, but you shouldn't say biyom tani senu, you should say biyom tani sibruz, yeah. But the opinion of the Maimon Mordechai is then don't say anenu at all if you're not fasting at all. And the difference between fasting a little bit and not fasting at all, he brings down, is from the Sheva Levi, Zatzal Rav Ozner, Shemisha Shachach V'yochal Adayin Ikra Tainis Olav U'mchuv Lashlima. Somebody who by accident ate, so he was fasting, and then he ate by accident, has to finish off the tainus, as opposed to somebody that didn't start fasting at all, so he never was in the tainus, so to say, and that might be the distinction between saying anenu or not saying anenu in these situations. Mishnah Berurah Sivka and Zayin tells us that the reason behind the Trumas Hadesh is saying that some rabbis say you can say anenu is taimum, the Sfir Lehu, they hold, the Masha Amar Gemara kol tainus shelo shok olav chama eino tainus, that which the Gemara said, the very first line here of the Mechaber, that if you didn't complete the fast, it's not called a tainus. And this seems to imply v'hainu aflin in anenu. So how come you can say anenu according to this small group of rabbis? So rakim kibel all of lisanos yom shalim v'loishlim deino tainus. So if you said you're going to finish the tainus and you don't, then you can't say anenu. However, here then you can't ozeinu mispal anenu. I will hear. I will kibel love rak out of mincha. The guy says I'm only going to fast till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Do litziur b'yama, and he's doing this to make himself uncomfortable for whatever the reason that they're fasting for. So he says heavy tainus linyan zeshem mispal anenu b'sof tefiloso avshe einenu mashlim. So then he can't say anenu because at that point it's a tainus and he's allowed to do so. Dishu foot number 14 adds, if somebody is misana chatzi yom mitanis tiv shakovu chazal, the rabbi set up a half day fast, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Chayin Kanievsky Shlita, they both say you can say anenu in that situation in Shomea Tvila. Back to Mishnah Berurah, again, this minority opinion that the Rambam brought down in the name of Terumas Hadashen, he says, Achein, Rav HaPosum Chok Maset. Most disagree with this. V'yakein Yichri Ramah, that's why the Ramah said, Delo Nismoch Aleim Raklin Yin Yochid, Yomrena B'Shomei HaTvila, V'yachtom Kiyachto Shomei V'chule. That's why the Ramah says that an individual in his private silent Shemana Esrei can say, Aneinu with Shomei HaTvila, because it's not a separate bracha. But he shouldn't say, V'lo Yomah Baruch HaToshem Ona Beis Sara, like the Chazan does. Then he adds, "Va'ayin in the Taz Shemitzadi Dafilu Bazeh Yedalik Tevus Tzom Taniseinu." You should still skip the word "Biyom Tzom Taniseinu" because the Lo Lechzi Kedover Shkark, because it looks like you're saying something that's not true, a falsehood. Came in the Eino Tainis because you're not fasting. Ubesefer Big Deyesha Posik Eino Tzorich Ledalik. However, in the Sefer Big Deyesh says no, you can say "Yom Tzom Taniseinu" because at that point you are fasting. Kim Shumasana Adacha Chatzos. So since it's not a lie because you are fasting right now, even though you're going to break the fast after Mincha, nevertheless, you're allowed to say these words beyond some time. He's saying, according to Sefer Big Deyesha, the Ozachi Losu Kizorik Evan Lachemus, because technically, he says, the Gemara says that if a person doesn't eat in the morning, it's like a waste of time to eat just in the afternoon. So therefore, you're not really gaining anything by eating, so it's still called the Yom Tzom Taniseinu. And therefore, Lo Mechzeik Yishikwa. It doesn't sound like it's really a lie. Ayin Shom, in the Sefer Big Deyesha, and he says, V'chem Etzadi, V'sefer Matzitz HaShekel. There's also the opinion of Matzitz HaShekel, Ayin Shom. Then the Ramah concludes, and he says, "V'nir Ali, says my personal opinion is the Dafko B'yochid Omer Anenu B'Shemei Tvila, as we just pointed out from Mishnah Berurah. Here's what Ramah said: it that an individual is allowed to rely upon this Das of Mikzas Ravasa in his silent Shemoneh Esrei when he says Shemei Tvila. He can say Anenu in that because it's not a separate bracha. The Velavach Yochel Osif Kmoshin is Bar Leil Simin Kuvyotes, because we learned this when we were discussing the Halachas of Shemoneh Esrei and Shemei Tvila. You can add whatever Tvilas you want in Shemei Tvila, so therefore you can certainly add the Tvila of Anenu." Then he adds, Avo Shliach Tzibah, but the Chazit, Lo Yomar Anenu, Elim Kei Mashlimim. The Chazin should only say Anenu in the Mincha Shemoneh Esrei if he's going to complete the fast, and if the fast is a full fast day until Tzeis HaKochavim, and he says, the Ramah, V'chei Noagim, this is our opinion. In the Bir HaLoch, Dibra Maskul, Avo Shliach Tzibah, Lo Yomar Anenu, he says, look in the Mishnah Berurah, which we'll see in a second, and then he says, Ayin the Prima Godim, Shekosav Demashma, Sheshliach Tzibah Chazor HaTvila, Ach B'Shomei HaTvila, Lo Yomar Anenu. If this is not the case, so then the Shliach Tzibah can't even say it in Shomei Atvila. If he's not making the full tightness, so then don't say it at all. Not as a separate bracha, but not even in Shomei Atvila. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Ches tells us, Hainu, betvilas chazor sashatz, when the chazan is repeating Yishmon Esrei, the most of bracha miyuchedis al zeh ben gol rofe, when there's a separate bracha normally on a full tightness day that the Shliach Tzibah adds, not only by Mincha, but by Shachus as well. So he says, in your silent Yishmon Esrei, abo tvilas alachash, the Chazan also is allowed to say it here, Gamhu Yomar Anenu, Kodem Kiato Shomea. As we just pointed out, for the private individual can say it, so too the Chazan, but he shouldn't say it in the public Shemoneh Esrei, in the Chazar Sashatz, unless they're finishing the fast. And then he tells you, Lying in the Bir Halacha, which we already read, the Ramasu Avo Shliach Tzibor. We'll start with Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Omim, there are those that say, look at the Bir HaGola, this is brought down the Torah in the name of the Avi Ezri. Shemi Shiragil Lisanos, if somebody's regular fast during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, as some people have the custom to fast, so Kivan Shein Regilus LeKabbalah LeKavim Betvila, since they don't accept it in the Mincha before, when we normally accept the Tainis, we accept it at the conclusion of Mincha, and before you conclude Yishmon Esrei, you say, I'm accepting myself the Tainis. But here, as the Mishnah was going to tell us, that it wasn't something that they specifically accepted. This was the Minach to go and fast during those days, so they didn't have a special Kabbalah on this Tainis. So he says, Eino Tzorich Lesanos Ad Tzitzik Ochavim, Elo Ad Sheyetzivi Besa Knesses. In this situation, you don't have to fast until nightfall, but as soon as you finish leaving the shul, so then that is fine. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Tes, Shem Regilus Lekabel Betvila, that it wasn't normal to go and accept a special tanis for the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Shemekubalim Va'omdim Mikoch Minhagim, that they were fast because of the Minhag. Vegama Tainis Hurach L'Tzuru B'Alma, and the purpose of the Tainis was to just make you uncomfortable and understand that you're doing Tshuva, Mishum Tshuva, Sheiskapu Avonosav, to have a Kapara. Olfiza, therefore, Osam Anogim L'Sanos Li'olam Yom Echot Shel Slichos, those that have the custom to fast office on the first day of Slichos, on that Sunday, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, and also on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Ein Tzurim Kabbalah V'Yashlama, they don't have to go and formally accept it during the Shemoneh Esrei by the Mincha beforehand, and they don't have to complete it. Because it's already accepted because of the minhag that they have to do so. The issue foot number 16 says, nowadays, Rabbi Yasha brings down in the Sefer Isha Yisrael, so he says, Shmi Sheino Royal Lisanos Bo Chayv LeKabel Tainis Mincha Shofarim. If you don't normally do this every year, then you do have to accept it, Kivan Shlo Kulam Nogim Lisanos Bo, because this is not a common custom. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir HaLoch HaDibur Maskul, Kivan She'ein Regilos, he says, if in fact you did accept it by Mincha, so then you would have to go and complete the Tainis until Tzeitz HaKochavim, he brings down the name of the Vilna Gaon and also the Prima Gaudim. Sivkot Nyud, the Mishmur says that when you have to fast only till you leave shul, it means after you finish davening Marv, even afilu ispalu bo yom, even if you davened early. Tainu plaga mincha mala. You're allowed to daven mincha before the plaga mincha Marv, after the plaga mincha, so you can do this on this tainus as well. Plaga mincha is defined, dehu yudal shos pochus revia, it's 10 and 3 quarter hours, 11 minus a quarter, which will service in makivlaze, and you're allowed to daven Marv then. Elekivin shigiaz manaze die, and therefore it's enough to fast until this point in time. Uvavachi spalu mincha tril, but you should daven mincha in the right time, i.e. before plaga mincha. He says, "I'm Maxis Shekel and Sim Tovko Peyalish. Cost of the Ashav Rabbi Nogim Shalola Sanos Kiyam Adzman Mincha Gedola. The custom is to fast only until Mincha Gedola, and we'll finish this off in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. With this, we'll conclude today's shir."